Chapter 3. Operations. The new strategic challenges of the 21st century require us to think differently, but they also require us to act. The deployment of effective missile defenses is an essential element of the United States' broader efforts to transform our defense and deterrence policies and capabilities to meet the new threats we face. Defending the American people against these new threats is my highest priority as Commander-in-Chief and the highest priority of my administration. President George W. Bush, National Security Presidential Directive 23. This chapter presents an overview of operations and considerations that Army BMD units need to apply when planning and executing their missions. This chapter describes the worldwide context within which Army units conduct planning to develop defense designs, employment guidelines for BMD elements, and implement protection operations. Global Missile Defense. Global MD is the overarching characterization of the cumulative, worldwide planning, synchronization, integration, coordination, and asset management of defensive capabilities designed to destroy, neutralize, or reduce the effectiveness of cross-AOR ballistic missile attacks. Assets are low-density, high-demand, unique, and designed to work over vast distances across AOR boundaries. Therefore, Global MD only actively defends against threat ballistic missiles. Global MD also uses passive defense and battle management functions. Army organizations to Global MD. The Army's systems directly contributing to Global MD include Patriot, THAAD, AN/TPY-2FBM system, and GMD. Global MD is a temporal fight. While it occurs in the three common dimensions of length, width, and depth, or height, it is time-dependent. Short flight times and shorter TEW demand timely, persistent, reliable, and accurate threat detection indications that enable real-time defensive responses. Responses must be coordinated and shared prior to an attack to ensure efficiency. The mission of Global MD consists of simultaneously defeating missile threats to all combatant commander AORs in support of combatant command operations. During Global MD operations, the threat may include SRBMs, MRBMs, IRBMs, ICBMs, and SLBMs. All of these missile types have the potential to carry either conventional or WMD weapons and may be theater or cross AOR. The number of threats can range from potentially hundreds of SRBMs to dozens of ICBMs. An enemy in large-scale combat operations may employ ballistic missile attacks in waves and in combination with other offensive operations against United States defended assets. DoD is responsible for the Homeland Defense mission and therefore leads the Homeland Defense response with other departments and agencies in support of DoD efforts. In today's complex threat environment, the approach to homeland defense should address all aspects of the OE, as well as all ranges of missiles in all phases of flight. MD is best optimized by using integrated networked sensors and layered global MD systems. Layered defenses complicate enemy offensive actions. Externally, the United States seeks to shape the international environment through the application of diplomatic, economic, military, and informational means. Confronting the homeland is a variety of interrelated threats that demand coordinated procedures and synchronized efforts among United States government departments and agencies charged with law enforcement and national defense. The threat defines the mission, and the threat from ballistic missile types and ranges is increasing worldwide. These threats include any transnational activity, including international terrorism, the proliferation of weapons to include WMD, and the delivery systems for such weapons that threaten the United States national security. Commander U.S. Stratcom is responsible for synchronizing planning for Global MD between combatant commanders and is the supported commander for synchronizing planning. Commander U.S. Stratcom is a supporting commander to Commander U.S. Northcom and Commander United States Indo-Pacific Command for execution of homeland defense. Commander U.S. Stratcom is a supporting commander to theater combatant commanders during execution of Global MD at the theater level. Detailed and continual planning is critical to mission success. The Army participates in joint collaborative planning in preparation for deployment of global MD forces in the homeland or into an AOR for forward-based forces. This is done in accordance with the Combatant Command Priorities and DAL, Development of the Theater Area Air Defense Plan, AADP, finalization of rules of engagement and engagement criteria as defined in JP3-84, refinement of existing homeland defense plans, determination of cross-AOR operation coordination and force allocation, distribution of approved plans across the joint network to all global MD forces is critical to prevent disruption during engagement operations. Properly employed BMD forces allow a nation the freedom of action to deliver forces and materiel to the required points of application across the range of military operations, from peacetime military engagement to major combat operations, to successfully conduct those operations. Global MD operations must be centrally planned, closely coordinated, and decentrally executed due to complexity of a coordinated response, short TEW to defend against a ballistic missile attack, large number of forces and population who may be threatened, size of the geographic areas involved. Missile Defense Operating Principles. Cross-AOR BMD supports allies who are developing organic BMD capabilities and partnering with United States forces on defensive weapons systems, such as Arrow, Patriot, and Aegis Ashore, and Aegis BMD. United States allies and multinational partners plan and execute global MD operations across AOR boundaries. Joint operations are normally conducted within the context of an alliance or multinational forces. However, each operation is unique. The JFC should evaluate key considerations and differences involved in planning, coordinating, and conducting global MD operations in a national, binational, or multinational environment. The United States views BMD from a significantly different perspective when compared with some allies. Theater-level BMD to the United States may be considered as homeland defense for an ally or a multinational partner. The key operating principles for global MD are unity of effort, unity of command, centralized planning, and decentralized execution. The nature and attributes of a ballistic missile attack dictates rigorous application of these principles. Global MD plans are coordinated and integrated based on four operating principles. The four operating principles support the commander's vision of how global MD mission is accomplished for all phases of operations. Unity of effort, coordination and cooperation toward common objectives, even if the participants are not necessarily part of the same command or organization that is the product of successful unified action, JP 1, Volume 2. Coordination and cooperation between nations and military forces for a commonly recognized objective grow in importance with global MD forces. Unity of effort over complex operations is possible through decentralized execution of a centralized, deliberately derived concept plans or operations plans. Consider joint and multinational relationships when addressing the need for near real-time response to the threat. In multinational operations in which unity of command may not always be possible, unity of effort becomes paramount. Unity of effort through cooperation and common interests is an essential component to multinational command. Unity of command. The operation of all forces under a single responsible commander who has the requisite authority to direct and employ those forces in pursuit of a common purpose, JP3O. Global MD places increased demands on combatant commanders to ensure complementary efforts and achieve synergy among all joint force components. Global MD planning is continually coordinated and is best accomplished when all elements concerned with defense of a given area fall under one combatant command. This is the reason for pre-attack planning, identifying the supported and supporting relationships, and pre-planned responses. Since ballistic missile attacks often cross AOR boundaries, The command structures and C2 execution must be especially flexible and responsive to accommodate the real-time danger of ballistic missile attacks. Centralized planning, the process whereby one commander has responsibility and authority for planning and coordinating a military operation or group of operations. Unity of command and decentralized execution are best accomplished with centralized planning. Centralized planning enforces proper application of fundamental military principles, such as economy of force, ensures synchronization and/or deconfliction among components, and enables effective and efficient use of forces and other resources. Planning should establish task organization and apportionment of forces between commanders, command relationships, including supported and supporting relationships, the wide range of operations that may be appropriate, integration of the means and measures for different global MD elements, the possible impact of global MD operations on other missions and tasks, global MD engagement priorities, prioritized CAL and DAL, rules of engagement, detailed global MD plans with subunit tasks, global MD pre-planned responses and procedures to adjust based on situation. Decentralized execution. A centralized plan is best accomplished by decentralized execution. The speed of attacking missiles and the range at which intercepts occur make BMD operations unique and therefore requires an immediate response to threats. The real-time reactive nature of global MD operations requires combatant commanders to provide execution authority to subordinate forces according to planned guidance and rules of engagement prior to a ballistic missile threat. Subordinate commanders should be flexible and have the authority to adapt to the situation in accordance with the commander's intent when situations do not develop as the staff planners envisioned. Defense design. A defense design is a strategy for defense based on a compiled list of defensive tasks required to defend against a specific threat or support specific mission operations. Each defensive task is built using intelligence, features such as friendly force laydown, adversary forces laydown, named area of interest or ballistic missile operations areas, and characteristics such as defended assets, terrain, system location, or orientation and limitations. A defense design is usually focused on the capabilities of a single BMD element. A named area of interest is the geospatial area or systems node or link against which information that will satisfy a specific information requirement can be collected, usually to capture indications of enemy and adversary courses of action, JP2O. A named area of interest, NAI, is usually associated with an area where an enemy or adversary has forces and/or assets and is included as part of a threat's force laydown. A defense plan is multiple defense designs combined together to create a cohesive plan for defending a broad area. Critical assets must be identified and prioritized by the supported commander to complete the defense plan. A defense plan usually covers multiple threats in a theater or region. When applied to BMD, the specific information an NAI refers to is ballistic missile operating area, support infrastructure, C2 node. Global MD operations require pre-developed mission analysis to support the specific mission of each asset. Developing mission profiles are part of the pre-mission planning process and require long lead times in many instances. Each mission profile requires a list of object-related activities, such as track, discrimination, and data collection, for each threat NAI in the planning database. Deliberate planning takes place well in advance of a battle and allows the defender to study and, as appropriate, implement effective deployment and coordination schemes and assess acquisition strategies. When completed, the mission profiles developed through deliberate planning are used to maximize limited resources and determine the best course of action. Defense planning should account for all the factors of mission variables and requires a detailed mission and situation analysis. The close coordination and discussion between staff planners and intelligence providers are critical in the defense design development process. Detailed air and ground intelligence preparation of the battlefield products are provided to the commander and staff to fully understand potential threat courses of action and OE considerations. Terrain analysis is conducted to identify critical NAI and missile threat types. The resulting defense design is continually analyzed against the evolving threat and is modified to provide timely updates to the supported commander's DAL. Planning considerations. Planning is critical for all aspects of global MD that directly apply to the placement of a deployed theater elements. The joint planning process is followed for deliberate planning in accordance with JP5O. Global MD planning involves joint, multinational, combatant commander, services, and functional component commands. Due to the short flight time and TEW to defeat a ballistic missile threat, there is insufficient time to coordinate command relationships during the battle. Therefore, command relationships and all C2 actions associated with defeating an attack are planned, coordinated, and established in advance of a defense system being deployed and generated for operations. All command relationships and associated C2 actions are established in accordance with Joint and Army doctrine. Employment of global MD elements are included in the theater AADP, which may include an action plan that describes the command relationships and procedures to transition from theater to a global MD role in support of strategic priorities. The AAMDC is responsible for planning and integrating global MD elements into Army Air and Missile Defense, AAMD. At each level of command, planning begins with the receipt of a mission from higher headquarters and culminates in the issuance of operation plans or operation orders, which provide planning direction to subordinate commands. The plan is usually used instead of an order to prepare for operations far in advance. An operation plan may be put into effect at a prescribed time or as directed where it becomes the operations order. Consideration of multinational BMD forces are included in all phases of the joint planning process. Not all multinational BMD forces may be included because of the systems they use, what may be authorized for release to a specific partner or ally, and other sensitive considerations. Training of multinational BMD forces across multiple security levels is a significant consideration. Refer to FM3-16 for more information on multinational operations. IAMD planning is a distributed process occurring at all echelons. The JFC or JFAC tasks supported commands to develop a detailed and prioritized CAL. The AAMDC commander, serving in the role of Theater AAMD coordinator, is involved in the development process by assisting Army forces in the coordination of the CAL and creation of the DAL. The JFC or JFAC goes through a staffing process with the components to merge all priorities into a single list. The JFC or JFAC is the final approval authority of the CAL and DAL. The placement of elements and the allocation of mission objectives and priorities are performed as part of the deliberate planning process for Global MD. Using the elements available to support a mission, senior leaders and planners at all echelons coordinate to conduct analysis to determine the best placement of each element in theater or region and determine specific objectives and priorities in support of specific missions. The process of determining the location of elements and determining specific objectives and priorities is an iterative process, which includes national strategy considerations. Each combatant commander's intent, strategic, operational, and tactical level considerations, and agreements between allied nations. Consideration should be synchronized with information and intelligence. It includes, but is not limited to, launch points, launch systems, capabilities, intent, likely trajectories, and aim points. Planning enables the development of friendly courses of action and permits AMD commanders to create, analyze, and optimize feasible initial defense designs, with sensors and interceptors for approval by combatant commander, JFC or JFAC. U.S. NORTHCOM has primary responsibility for planning homeland defense and coordinates closely with civilian authorities, other governmental agencies, and supporting combatant commanders. Due to the consequences associated from failed homeland defense, the planning dictates a high degree of collaboration between supported and all supporting combatant commands. Because of the capability for the AN-TPY-2 FBM system and Aegis BMD to simultaneously support both theater-level and strategic-level threats, the Commander U.S. NORTHCOM, Commander U.S. SPACECOM, in its role as the Global Sensor Manager, and supporting combatant commanders all have a vested interest in understanding the planning and placement of each AN-TPY-2 FBM system and Aegis BMD element. A defense design must incorporate as many courses of action as possible to maximize system effectiveness, balance risk, and help limit vulnerabilities. The threat, threat axis, terrain, weather, time distance analysis, defended assets, desired engagement area, and surveillance requirements all have an impact on the location of a defensive element and, consequently, the defense design. When choosing a location, staff planners must consider accessibility, connectivity, protection of sites, equipment, soldiers, potential interference, and host nation support when planning to place the system in theater. An additional factor that must be considered during site selection is the need to protect friendly forces and facilities by dispersing of radio frequency emissions locations. Selecting a location and orientation for a global MD element is part of the defense design development process. Global MD element location, orientation, and defense design must be accomplished as part of the Joint Force Defense Design to provide a mutually supporting and efficient IAMD. The planning effort is a continuous process. Staff planners must determine the location of the elements to optimize the development of the mission profiles to support the specific mission. Elements location selection may be based on system coverage of defended assets against selected NAI. NAI are identified as an operating areas where potential threat ballistic missile, C2, infrastructure, and forces may operate. Staff planners must make every effort to place an element in a location that maximizes integration into the JFC's defense design. Deployment planning includes the full range of support functions, including medical support, housing, supply support, transportation, subsistence, maintenance, morale, welfare and recreation, legal, postal, field services, and support services to families. Site-specific deployment planning conditions are documented in a variety of documents to include site operations plans, site activation plan, site safety plan, and standard operating process. Planning tailors the defenses to incorporate the contributions of all global MD intercept capabilities. Planning should incorporate elements deployed in support of another combatant command that contribute to cross-AOR BMD. Regionally focused contributions include intelligence, target update information, and early engagements. OCONUS forces may be attached or assigned to support a combatant command. However, their dispositions and missions may be affected by global MD requirements. Deployment decisions are based on strategic, operational, and theater mission priorities, as well as U.S. SPACECOM's Global Sensor Manager responsibility to meet the needs of supported combatant commands. Additionally, the deployment of terminal elements such as Patriot, THAAD, Aegis BMD, and GMD contributes to the layered defense design and allows for added assurance and defense in depth. Commanders and staffs require a mission analysis focused on their specific situation. The tactical echelons translate the operational variables identified by the operational headquarters into the mission variables. Mission variables are the categories of relevant military information used for planning operations. Mission variables are used by staff planners during mission analysis to facilitate situational understanding when developing plans. Upon receipt of a warning order or mission, Army planners use the mission variables to filter relevant information from the operational variables to narrow their focus. Mission variables are discussed in the OE section of Chapter 2. Engagement criteria. Engagement criteria are critical elements of planning. A competent authority issues engagement criteria directives to delineate the circumstances and limitations under which United States forces initiate and continue combat engagement with other forces. The DoD provides guidance, fundamental policies, and procedures governing the actions of commanders and soldiers during all military operations with regards to rules of engagement and rules for the use of force for United States forces. All global MD weapons systems have system engagement criteria that must be met as part of the rules of engagement. Procedurally, the engagement criteria must be met before the fire control director requests permission to place the weapon system into a weapons-free state. The weapons release authority grants permission to place the weapon system into a weapons-free state for the current threat. The specific procedures to place a system into a weapons-free state is unique to each weapons system. Supplemental rules may augment the standing rules of engagement and rules for the use of force. Approval of supplemental rules of engagement and rules for the use of force may be necessary before engagement. Rules for the use of force directives are a guide for United States forces during various operations. These directives may take the form of execution orders, deployment orders, memoranda of agreement, or plans. Supplemental engagement criteria are always applicable unless superseded by properly approved and directed supplemental rules of engagement and rules for the use of force. Other directives issued by the President, Secretary of Defense, or other competent authority, such as those delineating weapons-free, may modify or supersede provisions in the standing rules of engagement. Note: the fire direction entity for each global MD element is different. Each follows system-unique procedures to ensure their weapon system is employed according to commander's intent, applicable rules of engagement, and safety rules. Engagement authorization. Although planning and engagement authorization is centralized, execution is decentralized for weapon system fire control. Effective engagement requires decentralized execution. The speed at which attacking ballistic missiles can travel and the range and the speed at which intercepts occur makes rapid responses essential. Centralized execution would cause unnecessary delays and limit response and decision time. Fire control systems use automated processes with a human in control to ensure the system operates in a manner consistent with commander's intent. Cued, organic, and non-organic engagement. Cued acquisition is a technique that requires the use of both organic and non-organic elements in the missile defeat cycle and supports the Any Sensor Best Interceptor construct. In a cued acquisition, an external non-organic sensor provides sufficient track data for an organic sensor to locate and begin tracking an object. A cued acquisition may or may not be associated with an engagement. The cued acquisition may be used to provide track data to another radar, as the object's trajectory carries it into the field of view of another radar. Organic engagements use sensor data obtained from its own radar to develop ballistic missile track data. Non-organic engagements enables an element to launch an interceptor using only track data obtained from another element. Examples of organic and non-organic engagement are described as follows. Organic engagement: a weapon system receiving track data from its own sensor and engaging the threat with its own interceptor using its own track data. Non-organic engagement: a weapon system receiving track data from another element, such as the AN-TPY-2 FBM system, and engaging the threat with its own interceptor using only the track data received from the other element. Two types of non-organic engagements are engage on remote and launch on remote. Engage on remote is the use of non-organic sensor or MD system track data to launch weapon and complete engagement, JP3-01. Launch on remote is the use of non-organic sensor data or ballistic MD system track to launch a weapon with additional data provided by a different sensor or sensors to complete the engagement, JP3-01. Both engage on remote and launch on remote are possible because of the global MD system architecture. Both types may only occur when fire control indicates an interceptor has a TEW. Both type of organic engagement are useful because the cued element may be focused on another task. The cued element's field of view has not yet been breached by the tracked object. Engage on remote and launch on remote have two major benefits of an increased TEW and an increased probability of a successful intercept. This is due to the increased time available to engage and ability to fire without being reliant on the organic sensor. Employment operations. The employment guidelines are to assist weapons system fire control operators in meeting commander's intent. The employment guidelines represent the best case application of combat power, and they represent the optimal way of utilizing the weapon system. General employment guidelines are: understand the commander's intent, visualize the OE, select the best defeat opportunity, retain flexibility, maintain situational awareness, assist fire control, assure risk management. Commander's intent. Commander U.S. STRATCOM conducts global MD operation support through the JFIC IMD. Combatant commanders define engagement criteria as part of commander's intent, possible or likely threat parameters, and national security objectives within their AOR. Service components and combatant commands conduct the detailed planning in coordination with U.S. STRATCOM to maximize capabilities. For Homeland Defense, the Commander U.S. NORTHCOM establishes commander's intent and rules of engagement used during planning. Homeland Defense planning provides guidance to the global MD elements which defend against threat ballistic missiles capable of striking the United States homeland. A critical element of planning is the establishment of the combatant command's CAL and creation of the DAL. Locations and priority of assets on the DAL may affect the configuration of a sensor or weapon system's defensive task plans. Staff should keep the commander's intent foremost as they integrate specific systems into the defense design. The execution plan for various engagement scenarios is based on system-specific capabilities and element locations. Some portions of the commander's intent are translated into predefined, selectable system settings. Each element's execution plan has control parameters to establish or limit the system's operations to comply with commander's intent. Most elements have the capability for multiple execution plans. Execution plans are developed in accordance with the commander's intent to address several probable event sequences. Operators should fully understand the commander's intent and which execution plan best meets the commander's intent for any given threat. Applying commander's intent. Guidelines focus on developing a thorough understanding of how the commander is responsible to defeat the threat and how the commander wants the system fire control operations to fight the battle. Every member of an MD crew must understand the commander's intent prior to assuming shift on an operational system. They must be prepared to react immediately to a ballistic missile launch against the designated defended areas. Key operator tasks associated with employment guidelines are: conduct a thorough mission analysis to understand the commander's intent and guidance, translate the commander's intent and guidance into requirements on how to configure their specific system properly to allocate interceptors against threats, understand the commander's intent for the system defense strategy and execution plans, ensure all changes to the system configuration which are authorized for implementation are necessary to meet the commander's intent for missile allocation, understand all situations in order to achieve commander's intent. Visualize the operational environment. Critical to employment is visualization of the OE as it relates to the threat and its current capacity to target the defended areas. Weapon system operators visualize the battle through analysis of information provided by the weapon system fire control communications and through information and intelligence provided by the joint community. By understanding the threat, weapon system operators can best decide the appropriate allocation of interceptors to react to the incoming threat. Understanding the ability of the system to deal with that threat, they can identify key decision points during each engagement. Select the best defeat opportunity. Battle plan analysis takes place throughout the battle, providing the weapons system operator with the flexibility to conduct battle redirection if necessary. The weapon system fire control identifies the best intercept opportunities to defeat the threat, according to the commander's intent. Some systems may have a defense strategy and execution plan systems, which consist of the following four mission directives. Defended area, a geographical area which defines for the fire control what areas to defend. Defense strategy and execution plans, selectable program system values that define commander's intent, such as interceptor allocation and defended assets in the defended areas. Mission constraints, control parameters that further refine interceptor allocation and engagement execution against a threat. Reserve, control parameters that restrict interceptor availability against a threat. Once the weapon system operators understand the threat, they must decide if the current system configuration is going to be effective in fighting the threat they face. For example, the operators must understand if the allocation system allows them to effectively meet the commander's intent regarding the current threat. This requires continual analysis throughout the entire battle, and the weapon system fire control operators may change the interceptor allocation and reconfigure specific system parameters at any time during the battle. Retain flexibility. Various defense strategies enable the weapon system operator to retain flexibility throughout the engagement sequence. The weapon system operator adheres to the employment guidelines and evaluates each threat to determine if they are correctly implementing the commander's intent. When accounting for the near-term or follow-on threats, the fire control system can only fight threats for which it can plot a fire solution. Operators recommend all actions based on shot doctrine associated with manipulating the automated missile allocation based upon a track-by-track analysis and accounting for any near-term future threat. One way to retain flexibility is to build flexibility into the communications architecture. The communications architecture for global MD operations does not rely on fixed paths, nor does it rely on only one SATCOM system. The BMD communications network uses multi-path routed messages through both military and commercial SATCOM to ensure sensor data is not disrupted and worldwide situational awareness of ballistic missile launch activity is maintained. Maintain situational awareness. The purpose of employment guidelines is to maximize situational awareness for the weapon system operator throughout the fight. Through careful consideration of all the guidelines combined, the operator not only gains situational awareness of immediate actions at the tactical level, but also maintains greater awareness of guidance derived from operational and strategic leaders. Fire control. A fire control system is the brains of the system and is a suite of software, hardware, consoles, and communications equipment populated with track data to develop a fire solution to engage a threat. The fire control combines the data from a variety of sensors to build a fire solution by processing each sensor's data containing a target's track data to develop an integrated plan for every interceptor launched. Sensors continue to track and discriminate the target throughout flight and refine the data used by the fire control to launch interceptors. Although a fire control system will autonomously develop the best firing solution, trained personnel operating the system must control the release of interceptors to prevent unauthorized interceptor release. Each fire control crew analyzes the information provided by their respective weapon system to determine if the commander's intent for engagement is met before they allow an interceptor to be released. A fire control system is a suite of software, hardware, consoles, and communications equipment populated with track data to develop a fire solution to engage a threat. A fire control system will autonomously develop the best firing solution. Fire control processes are designed to ensure human interaction in the engagement sequence to prevent an automated or unauthorized interceptor release. Fire control crews analyze the information provided by their respective weapon systems to determine if the commander's intent for engagement has been met before launching an interceptor. The system provides precision intercept and destruction of inbound ballistic missiles through the interceptors. The weapons system fire control is the brains of the system. The fire control combines the data from a variety of sensors and radars to build a fire solution. The fire control processes each sensor's data containing a target's track data to develop an integrated plan for every interceptor launched. Contributing sensors continue to track and discriminate the target throughout flight and refine the data used by the fire control to launch interceptors. Risk management. Commanders use several integrating processes and continuing activities while conducting global MD operations. The military decision-making process, joint planning process, and risk management should be applied throughout the life cycle, and especially during planning and operations. Overall operations should be synchronized and fully integrated with each other. Lack of inclusion of information operations and BMD-related information during mission assessment may lead to an inaccurate risk assessment for the mission. A few risk management items to consider during every mission planning and execution risk assessment include, but is not limited to, information protection, personnel safety, safety zones, and security. Refer to Army Techniques Publication, ATP 5-19, for more information. Some of the more prominent risk management factors that must be addressed are described as follows. Security. All military operations have some element of risk. The arriving forces and BMD assets are most vulnerable when they are undergoing reception, staging, and onward movement. It is the responsibility of the combatant commander to protect the arriving force as the staff coordinates with inbound units to mitigate any risk. Commanders implement appropriate security measures to reduce risk and vulnerability. Minimizing risk may require host nation or operational contract support. Hazardous material is any material, including waste, which may pose an unreasonable risk to health, safety, property, or the environment when they exist in specific quantities and forms. They also include materials that may endanger human life or property because of its quantity, properties, or packaging. Special storage, use, handling, and shipment safety procedures and protocols must be followed to help protect against accidental exposure. Transportation of sensing equipment, interceptors, motor vehicles, and peculiar or specialized support equipment may all contain hazardous material. Commands establish local procedures to meet the requirements to minimize risk of compromise while permitting use of the most effective transmission or transportation means. Movement and emplacement of equipment can be dangerous with tractor-trailer-sized pieces of equipment moving in close proximity to each other, often with a minimum amount of space to maneuver. Non-essential personnel should be kept at a safe distance to protect against getting too close to moving equipment, as well as being exposed to the consequences if an accident occurs. Electrical shock. Many relocatable and mobile systems require multiple pieces of equipment be connected with power cables and interconnected with communications cables. The power and communications cables must be properly connected to prevent electric shock. Care should be taken when making initial connections to ensure cables are properly connected. Tripping and fall hazard. Many relocatable and mobile systems require multiple pieces of equipment be connected with power and communications cables. These cables are large and pose a tripping hazard for personnel required to transit in areas where cables must be placed. Care should be taken by all personnel to minimize transit routes through areas where power and communications cables are laying. Safe operating areas should be planned for, identified, and signs clearly posted for personnel to prevent accidental movement out of safe operating areas. All personnel should receive an introduction to hazards when they initially arrive at a location. Radio frequency emissions make equipment placement considerations critical. Staff planners ensure no equipment, facilities, or transit routes are placed in or next to a keep-out zone. Each system keep-out zone varies by system based on specific power output, but may extend out from a radar face in excess of 10 kilometers and sweep more than 70 degrees on each side from the system bore site. Site personnel conduct routine functional tests of all warning devices and interlock systems to ensure proper function. An audible signal is automatically activated by the radar equipment to alert personnel the system is about to radiate. Site personnel receive initial and routine briefings on system hazards and the radiation protection program. Before radiating or going to remote operation, site personnel must ensure all crew members have vacated the personnel keep-out zone. Insight. Danger. High power levels. Danger. Dangerous radio frequency power levels exist on and near antennas and phased array radars during operations. Electromagnetic radiation can cause serious burns and internal injury. All personnel must observe electromagnetic radiation danger indications and stay outside designated keep-out zone. Fratricide is of utmost concern and can occur in the physical or virtual realms. Physical fratricide is centered on a functional airspace control plan which is used to reduce the risk to friendly aircraft while facilitating successful defense. The AADC and Airspace Control Authority establish measures and procedures within the airspace control system to positively identify all airborne assets and permit the execution of AMD and BMD operations. Establishing air corridors and adhering to applicable procedures are critical to maintaining safe air defense zones. Sound measures and procedures reduce delays in operations and help prevent fratricide. Virtual fratricide is focused on spectrum management, which is vital to communications. The Spectrum Management Office conducts a spectrum risk assessment to identify spectrum usage conflicts and providing awareness of potential spectrum conflict. They determine the effects of spectrum-dependent devices that may result in electromagnetic interference in the AOR. Spectrum managers work to mitigate electromagnetic interference by actively managing allotted frequencies. Global Missile Defense Protection Operations. Preserving BMD capability includes protecting personnel, combatants and non-combatants, physical security system level, SSL assets, and information of the United States military. The protection warfighting function facilitates the commander's ability to maintain the force's integrity and combat power. Protection reduces the degree to which potential threats can disrupt operations. Emphasis on protection increases during preparation for missile engagements and continues throughout execution. Protection is a continuous activity that integrates all protection capabilities to safeguard BMD elements and protect forces. The protection warfighting function includes the following primary tasks: coordinate AMD support, conduct personnel recovery, conduct area security, apply anti-terrorism measures, conduct survivability operations, conduct chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear operations, conduct risk management, implement operation security, implement physical security measures, conduct police operations, provide force health protection, provide explosive ordnance disposal support, conduct detention operations, conduct populace and resource control, conduct cyberspace security and defense, conduct electromagnetic protection. Continuous information collection and analysis is critical to effective security of global MD elements. Commanders working with their DoD and service component intelligence agencies and U.S. STRATCOM special security and counterintelligence must analyze potential threats. Intelligence analysis should consider local, regional, and international factors bearing on the security threat to installations and global MD elements. It stresses the known capabilities of hostile elements to damage, destroy, or impede the planned use of SSL resources. Commanders use U.S. STRATCOM postulated threats to global MD and any theater-specific threat assessments to develop local threat assessments. Commanders should conduct formal risk and vulnerability assessments of the global MD elements in their AOR. Up-to-date threat assessments should be developed and maintained as a vital part of evaluating the overall security of global MD. It is the commander's responsibility to apply more stringent security standards required by U.S. STRATCOM, the Army, and global MD security during increased threat level or high-risk determinations. The security objectives for global MD sites are: implement general policy for the security of personnel, installations, military operations, and designated assets in accordance with applicable U.S. STRATCOM and Army security regulations. Provide security guidance and general procedures that are realistic, harmonized with other security disciplines, and provide the necessary flexibility for commanders to protect personnel, installations, projects, operations, and related resources against capable threats from terrorists, criminal activity, and other subversive or illegal activity. Reduce the loss, theft, diversion of, or damage to DoD assets with advanced technologies, thereby enhancing overall security while ensuring that warfighting capability is maintained. Standardize personal identification and authentication to DoD installations and facilities, including interoperability with other federal entities. Utilize the DoD personal identity verification credentials on the Common Access Card as the universal authority of individual authenticity. As many threats are localized, BMD elements are possible targets for sabotage. It is essential frequent and periodic security assessments are made of the potential threat, risks, and vulnerabilities associated with the BMD security programs. Other considerations are the postulated threat to BMD elements, defended areas, annual threat statements, local threat, and other relevant factors are considered. Security programs are revised accordingly to ensure adequate protection at all times. Physical security processes must constitute a balanced, in-depth system responsive to all credible and potential threats and vulnerabilities. Construction projects require continuous security coordination between engineers and security personnel from planning through completion of the project. Physical Security Program. Physical security is a primary command responsibility and is the responsibility of commanders, directors, supervisors, and officers in charge, whether military or civilian. The physical security program is the part of security concerned with active and passive measures designed to prevent unauthorized access to personnel, equipment, installations, information, and to safeguard them against espionage, sabotage, terrorism, damage, and criminal activity. This security applies to global MD operations. In accordance with AR-190-13, physical security programs provide the means to counter global MD threat entities during peacetime, mobilization, and wartime. These include threat intelligence services, foreign military and paramilitary forces, terrorist or saboteurs, criminal elements, protest groups, disaffected persons. Physical security planning includes using biometric, electronic, and/or mechanical technological security systems to mitigate both vulnerability to the threat and reduce reliance on fixed security forces. Follow guidance in AR-190-13 for the planning, evaluation, approval, and procurement. This includes any item, device, or system used to protect global MD elements. Security system levels. SSLs are identified for BMD elements which must be secured, and the security resources dedicated to those elements. SSLs are a level of protection applied when the loss, theft, destruction, or misuse of the resource will result in great harm to United States strategic capability. Resources may be designated as SSLA, SSLB, SSLC, or SSLD, depending on the criticality of the resource. SSLA resources assigned to global MD elements are resources for which the loss, theft, destruction, or misuse would result in great harm to the United States strategic capability. The SSL physical security system consists of complementary, integrated, layered subsystems for intrusion and detection coverage during all site-specific weather conditions. Physical security measures are used to protect BMD elements from possible threats. A BMD element may be hosted on a larger complex with other units, or it may be an individual resource operating in an austere environment. When it is part of a larger complex, only select portions of the complex, such as the BMD element, require protection as a designated SSL resource. When it is an individual resource operating in an austere environment, the entire site will be designated an SSL. The SSLA security level must result in the greatest practical deterrence against and response to hostile acts. In-place security measures should provide an effective means to achieve detection, interception, and defeat of a hostile force before they are able to seize, damage, or destroy elements. Entry control for SSLA and SSLB restricted areas is conducted by posted entry controllers through a single entry point. Exceptions to SSL requirements are approved in advance when the risk to the element can be minimalized. Bypassing SSL requirements should not be an ad hoc decision based on a commander's prerogative. Security forces. There is sufficient security forces assigned and designated to provide necessary security requirements. Physical barriers should delay potential threat actors long enough to allow security forces to respond to and neutralize the threat before they gain access to the protected SSL facilities. Security force considerations are being appropriately armed and trained for all possible actions taken, to include the use of deadly force, AR-190-14, ensuring immediate reoccupation of a wrongfully penetrated exclusion area and establishing security of same. Readiness condition. A readiness condition, known as REDCON, is based on a BMD element's ability to conduct the assigned mission. It is determined by a set of protocols used to determine individual equipment conditions and subsystem operating ability. The BMD element unit commander is responsible to determine the site status. The readiness condition of a BMD element affects all systems within the IAMD architecture. Readiness condition information is defined by US STRATCOM.